It's time for P&Z. Tell us what we need to know, Dennis.
All righty. We have up in front of you this afternoon a zone change for the Evans lot. This is the Upper Hoback Road. Bond Durand is just on up the road here.
Mm-hmm. That's right there where the road leaves.
Yeah. And okay. So the post office and stuff is located right here.
Okay.
This parcel right now is zoned agricultural.
Okay.
It's a 16.6 acre parcel. What they would like to do is rezone this to RR5 with the intent of putting a two lot minor subdivision in.
Okay.
The lot size that they are wanting to create is on this existing part where the house and the buildings and stuff are, they're wanting to create a 5 acre parcel, which will basically follow the existing fence lines that are in place right now, and then create, which would create the second parcel being about 11 acre parcel that would take in the remainder. We went through planning, zoning. Everybody, as far as they were concerned, everything meets all the rules and regs, which so am I. We did have a couple concerns from a couple of neighbors here in this subdivision stating that they didn't feel that there was a need for two more lots. The large ranch owner that's adjacent to him thought it was a great idea. The one across the road also thought it was well supportive of it.
What size are those small lots next to them?
These are all, I think this is all RR5.
Fives.
There's 2.3.
Wow.
Up to
3 acres.
Yeah, 3 acres.
So three acre parcels, and they don't want another 5 acre parcel?
Yeah.
Did they give a reason?
No.
They just don't want it.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
The intent that the Evans have is the people that they have renting this right now would like to purchase that.
Gotcha.
And so they'd like to break off that 5 acre parcel. Keep this. There's no real future development that they have in mind.
So I have a question. You keep bringing the mouse around the corner there. Is there a reason why? Is that where the lot line would be?
That fence line.
Yeah, that fence line, or would they just carry it straight to the other corner?
The fence, it goes from here to here out to the highway, so it takes out the creek.
Okay.
The reason being, I think, is they were just trying to keep a 5 acre type of lot there.
Keep it to five.
Okay.
So my question then, just humor me, is if this becomes an 11, was that right?
Mm-hmm.
It could further be broken into 2 fives again.
Not without a major subdivision.
Not a major. Okay.
It is zoned RR5, but it's still, because we talked about doing the
what about an a family
arc
division?
It already went through a minor subdivision.
Okay. Hypothetically, though, if they met the statutory requirements, you could do a family division.
Okay.
Could you?
But if they were going to do that, you'd think they'd do it right now, just to have it done.
Yeah, if they have a kid that comes along,
yeah,
they want to do
sure.
It too. But it could happen, but it'd have to be all the statutory.
It'd have to be, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Here, the other thing to show you, which would have been in all that, is the zoning. So you can see everything. There's RR right next to it, RR10. RR5s, commercial, surrounded by ag. The buildings and stuff have been on this agricultural zone property since 1940s. Nothing, you know, has really changed a whole heck of a lot, doesn't look like.
Well, when it comes down to it, it's a benefit for the county. The county's going to get more taxes off of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going from ag to RR, whatever.
Yep, RR5s. I did have.
Do they realize their other 11 acre parcel is no longer a good tax break? They do know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know zoning's going to change there, so.
Okay.
Like I say, I had two people commented on this against it, and both of them was just didn't think there was a need for two more lots in that area, and each of those people own an RR lot over here, yeah, or an RR5 lot.
Okay. Who was the same size?
Who were the two? One was Marilyn Philippines, right?
Yes.
And then who was the other one who had the objection?
Let's see if I can. Stoddard?
But they couldn't cite any reg violation. They
no.
Just didn't like the proposal.
They just didn't want another law.
Yep.
Even though they have RR zoning and.
Yeah.
Correct.
And the same size law.
Fits the surrounding area. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not like we're plunking it in the middle
right.
of nowhere.
No.
Okay. I think you can move forward there. Gentlemen. Entertain a motion.
I make the motion to approve the zoning
mm-hmm.
of the plot.
They call it the Quaker Sorry. Patch one or something? No.
Yes, that will be.
Is that what the
that's what that is. He's got the
yeah.
family.
Make a motion to approve the change of zoning request for district boundary from a 16.63 A1 to RR5, 5 acres. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the requested for change of zoning from a 16.63 acre parcel A1 ag to rural residential 5-2-2 rural residential 5 acre. Lots. For any further discussion?
And the recommendation from the board is that
we approve.
We approve.
Yes, 5-0.
5-0. Okay.
Okay. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Well, thank you very much. This next month go around, we will have the minor subdivision for this. So.
Okay.
Good.
All
righty.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Tom. Anything else? You guys need a computer for anything else?
No.
We're good.
Okay. We have swapped our agenda. We're going to swap the next two appointments. We're going to go into executive session now at this point to discuss potential litigation, and then we will convene the County Board of Equalization after that. So County Board of Equalization will remain at 1:30. Motion to go into executive session.
So moved. Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we go into executive session to discuss potential litigation pursuant to State Statute 16-4405A3. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
I think Scott was here because I think we're going to discuss that zoning. That's what Maxine had said.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He thought that way.
He must be. He just showed up, and that's why Maxine was here.